What would happen if you allowed yourself to move from a place of, what do I want to be saying right now? What do I want to be selling right now? What do I want to be offering? What do I want to be communicating? What do I want to bring to life right now? Instead of moving from a place of wanting to get it right, wanting to hit another milestone, wanting to do the right thing, the thing that makes sense, that you know is going to work, that it's worked before, that you're good at, and that's just like easy, comfortable, the logical next step. Well, I bet you would come up with something that feels slightly illogical, edgy, crazy, unhinged. But I also know it would make you feel alive. And I also know you would be censoring yourself in the next moment saying, well, no, but this is not what I should be doing now. No, this is just not logical. It's not right. It's not what worked before. It's not what I mapped out in my Google Doc. It's not the perfect match for my offer suite. It's not what my clients want. It's not what I'm known for, blah, 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 blah. And I want to share with you as I'm lying in my bed, and just for the context, it's Friday night. I'm home alone in my bed and I am not able to move. I kid you not, I'm not able to move because I went to a super spicy Pilates class and my legs are hurting so bad. So I was just going to go to bed and then I thought, no, I want to share something with you because it feels fresh and alive and true right now. And that is something I experienced this week because I was sitting in my favorite cafe yesterday. And I had planned to be productive. I wanted to be productive. I had some tasks on my list. I wanted to finalize an offer. And I wanted to send an email to my email list. And I had it all figured out. So this was about an offer that I've been, you know, marinating myself in, like, at least in the idea of it, since January. I've been mapping it out. I have the client. I have the pathway to transformation. I know what it's about. I know the details, what it costs, how long it's going to be, blah, blah, blah. I know all of that. So here I was saying, well, I'm just going to move. I'm just going to make it happen. I'm going to bring it to life. I'm going to send this to a segmented part of my email list to special clients that I know are the perfect match for this new space. Well, easy, isn't it? Logical, easy. Well, let's do it. But then something happened that really struck my mind because I couldn't make myself do it. I just couldn't make myself do it. So here I was sitting in this cafe and outside was the loveliest weather. People were having lunch on the other side of the street and I saw them through the window sitting there with a glass of rosé at lunch, chatting under the tree. Like there's a beautiful cherry blossom tree, like a tree with wonderful cherry blossoms on it, like on the other side of the street. And this picture, it's just so beautiful. So I closed my laptop and I just thought, well, what is actually something I want to be doing right now? What is something that feels effortless? Not driven by a should, I should be doing this because, but what is something that if I were to know, not think, not hope, not plan, not suggest. If I were to know that it was going to work, like if I had the guarantee, what would I be doing? And let's take it one step further. If I didn't have the guarantee, what would I be doing despite of that? What would I be offering? What would energize me? What would make me feel alive? And no matter if it's logical or has a high profit margin or all these things, like, what would I want? And the answer came out of the blue. It was right there like that. And I said, well, okay, that's it. That's it. That's what I want to be offering. And it's not even an offer. It's an invitation. And suddenly something shifted in my entire body. It's really fascinating. Because often enough, especially as an entrepreneur, if you're in the stage of your business where you want to expand, where you want to grow, where you want to pivot, maybe after a phase, having gone through a brand evolution or a big identity shift or a repositioning, whatever you want to call it. Well, you're going to feel certain things in your body. And one of the things you're going to feel, like I hear that from a lot of my clients, is pressure. Well, I should be moving now. Like I've been thinking, marinating, pivoting, transitioning, and now I have to move. Enough of this. I've been running in circles, so now I have to move. That's something I hear a lot, and that's something I know from myself as well. But here's the thing. Your body never lies. And if you get super still, and if you don't consume any podcasts, Telegram messages, Instagram, whatever you're consuming for a week, or just for a day, then you will allow yourself to reconnect with what you actually want. And that's just going to feel right in your body. And there is a nuance to this, yes, because a lot of times when something feels exciting, like a little bit uncomfortable, that doesn't mean that it's not right. Actually, quite the opposite. That a lot of times means that it is absolutely a thing you're gonna or you need to be doing. So there is absolutely a nuance to this, and I know you know that. But if you know yourself, if you are a person who's very reflective, if you are able to tune in with your needs, desires, wishes, feelings, emotions, intuition, like I do, like I am able to do, then you will know the difference. So yesterday, something happened and it shifted in my body. And I thought, well, okay, this is what I want to be offering. How did I know? And this is so interesting. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be in Milan. I'm going to be going to the world's biggest design party. I would really call it a party, which is, if you know it, the Salone del Mobile. I hope I'm saying that correctly. If you're Italian, please pardon me for my lousy pronunciation of this, but it's the world's biggest design trade fair. And it's not a trade fair where you go to see couches and chairs No, it's not about that. It's actually Milan turning into one big visual explosion. And I've been going every year since 2021. And I'm going this year as well. Why? Because, and this is so important, this is one of the places and happenings I go to connect with myself, to anchor in my identity, to reconnect with my true self. Why? Because a big part of who I am is an artist, a designer, a creative person. If you know my path, if you've been listening, if you've been along for the ride for a while, you know that. So going to Milan for the Salone, as insiders just call it, is an identity activation. Not only that, it's a reminder. It's a place I go to remind myself of who I am. And at the same time, what's interesting about that is every time I go, I come as a different person. And every time, and that's the beauty of going to certain places again and again, is that two things happen. First of all, it's an identity activation. You know, certain places have a certain energy. So let's say maybe you have a place by the sea that you love to go to. I know how you feel when you go there. I know how you feel when you go to the airport. I know how you feel when you arrive and you have the first drink on the terrace. I know that. And you know that too. So it's like, on the one hand, it's a feeling of coming home. And on the other hand, the beauty of revisiting places is that it also can be quite the opposite. It can be a feeling of, wow, I've grown so much. I remember sitting here last year feeling like I was a completely different person. And I love both sides of this kind of experience. I love both. Yeah, I really love both experiences. And going to Milan in April is both of these things for me. So here's what I decided. I decided to bring along one woman. One woman to come with me to Milan this year. And it has to be a woman who's been going through an identity shift. It has to be a woman who knows she's grown. It has to be a woman who is in the messy in between. A woman who feels like she's on to something. Who's been working behind the scenes on herself, on her business, on her life, on her work, it doesn't matter. And who knows that the only missing puzzle piece to her transformation is an identity activation in real life. An experience that's gonna jolt her system and make her move. That's gonna be so strong that it mirrors back to her in real time who she's become. And it's gonna be really like the cherry on the cake to what she's been going through in the last months. And it's going to feel like a full circle moment And she's going to feel so alive and so at home at the same time. And it's going to be a visual experience. And it's going to give her so many ideas to execute on. And she's going to come home being a different person. Because that is what going to Milan every year in April does for me. And I want to take a trip down memory lane. Let's go back to summer 2021. September 2021. Why? Because at that time, the Salone was taking place in September instead of April. Why? Because that was still a time when we were facing Corona, the Corona crisis. So September 21 was the first Salone after this very special period in time. And I want you to beam yourself back to summer of 2021. I know you know exactly what that felt like. I remember it so vividly. And I remember myself standing in the middle of the room, listening to the most like fantastic music, seeing beautiful people everywhere dressed in lovely clothes, seeing colors, art, everything. And I remember having goosebumps. And I remember saying to my friend who had come with me, well, I haven't felt this alive in quite a while. I will never forget that feeling. I will never forget what it felt like to immerse myself in the visual, well, how can I put this? I don't even know how to put this. Well, let me just say that the next 4 days, my friend and I had the time of our lives. I'm never gonna forget that trip. And of all the experiences I've had in Milan since then, I think that was the most special one. Why? Because it mirrored to me who I was, but didn't allow myself to be just yet. And what you have to know about the Salone is it's a celebration of life. It's a celebration of design. It's a celebration of the beautiful things in this world. I don't know any event in the world like it. I seriously don't. And just walking the streets of Milan, I'm going to give you one example. My friend and I, we wanted to go to the trade fair. So we wanted to really go there and have a look at the furniture, at the things, the exhibition. And we ended up not going at all. Like, we didn't show up, like, not once. Why? Because we were so immersed in the vibe of the city. And I remember us sitting on the corner, like a very random cafe on a very random corner, just sitting there for 4 hours, watching, looking, listening, talking, drinking, watching beautiful people, women in high heels, walking on cobblestones. I don't know how they do it. If you're from Milan, can you please send me an email and tell me how you do it? I don't know. I couldn't walk like that. Men dressed in like the most beautiful suits, like mwah, perfect, gorgeous men, lovely men, charming men, wonderful men. So much to see everywhere, like unique, innovative designs, exhibitions, Negronis left and right. Like, it's a celebration of life, really. I'm getting goosebumps right now, by the way. And I remember coming back home and I said to my partner, Oliver, I said, well, now I'm back home and I feel like somebody pulled the plug. And like the magic is gone. And I feel like I just came home from something like a parallel universe, like another planet. And he said something so fantastic to me, because, and he always does. He said, well, you don't have to feel that way, because that is actually your life, Nikki. This makes me cry, honestly, because he said, no, but that is not a parallel universe. That is your life. That's your life being mirrored back to you in real time. Your life is a visual explosion. Your life is creative. Your life is full of joy, happiness, celebration, beautiful people already. You just can't see it. You don't have to go there. Actually, you don't have to go, because that is already your life, and it's already, you are already that person. And I said, well, it's true. But I just needed to be reminded of that. And going there made me reconnect with that part of myself. And I'm so glad I went. Because that feeling lasted for weeks, if not months. And I remember having the best launch afterwards with the most incredible women. I remember every one of these women. I remember feeling so alive in my business. I was surfing the wave, literally. I remember booking like a fantastic mastermind program. I was so alive. I was so in my zone after that. Why? Because going to Milan, going to an environment, seeking an environment that mirrored back to me in real time who I already was, made me step into that role even more. Made me claim it. Not only internally, but also on the outside. And that is exactly what's missing for so many women in my world. It is the closing of the gap between what you already know, what you already feel internally, who you already know you are. When you're alone in your bed like I am, on a regular Friday night, then you know you are already that person. But your external world just hasn't caught up to it yet. There's no evidence. The results are not quite there yet. And therefore, you keep doubting yourself. You keep saying things like, well, I'm not that person yet. I'm not there just yet. I'm not qualified yet. I'm not fully her. But that's actually bullshit. And if you want to close that gap really fast, you're not going to be doing that by journaling. You're not going to be doing that by making another vision board. You're certainly not going to be doing that by booking another masterclass. You're not going to be doing that by putting an affirmation on your mirror. You are going to close the gap. If you experience something in real time that has a high emotional quote, how do you say that in English? Like that has a high emotional charge. A real life experience that is so intense, that feels so alive, and it's going to jolt your system. And it's going to activate something inside of you. And it's going to carry you for weeks, if not even months. Because, and that's something that a lot of women tend to forget. Ultimately, you learn through experiences. Your brain learns by real time experiences. And the higher the emotional charge, the faster your brain is going to learn. And this is neuroscience, by the way. If you're familiar with Dr. Joe Dispenza, he's like one of my idols. I'm a fangirl of Dr. Joe. I've been to a lot of his events. He always says, well, if you experience something that is different than you normally experience, something that jolts your system, something that's visually intense, emotionally intense, makes you feel like you're on a different planet, your brain is going to take a snapshot of that moment. And I want you to close your eyes and really visualize that. If I were to ask you about the most intense moments of your life, you know these moments, don't you? You remember what you were wearing. You remember the smell in the air. You remember what you were eating that day. You remember the perfume you put on. And you remember exactly how you felt. Because in that very moment, you experienced something that was different. Something that had a high emotional charge. Could be negative, could be exciting, could be positive, could be ecstatic. It doesn't matter. But in that moment, your brain took a snapshot. And you will never forget that moment. And if you want to close the gap between what you know internally and your external reality, this is the bridge. And I want to take you to Milan. I want you to go with me. And this is also something that came through yesterday when I was sitting in my cafe. I said to myself, well, what is something that feels so easy? What is something that I can bring forward that feels just so easy it's illegal? Something that's just, I don't need to be writing an email about that even. It's so natural, so easy. And one thing that came into my mind was I'm really good at creating experiences for people. I'm extremely good. I'm a genius at curating. It's like the common theme in everything that I've been doing for the last 10 years. Doesn't matter if it's my books that I've launched. And if you don't know me yet, I launched 2 travel guides for design avid travelers a couple of years ago. That was my first company. I then moved into interior design, which is all about curating. And I then did a lot of things. I'm not going to be doing a deep dive on that because then I will keep talking until tomorrow. But I then took the skill of curating programs, experiences, pathways to transformation into my coaching business. And curating experiences for people is what I do best. And it's what feels most natural to me. And I want to invite you to come with me for the event of the year. It's like one of the highlights of my entire year. And I want you to come with me. If you find yourself in my words, if you've been listening and you're like, oh, I feel the pull, like, I can't even tell why, but I want to come. I want to be sipping Negronis with Nicole. And even if you don't drink alcohol, that's fine too. I want to be walking through the streets of Milan. I want to immerse myself in a visual explosion. I want to experience myself in a completely different environment. I'm looking for aliveness, which is like, there's no better place to go if you're looking for that. Like, there's no better place. I want to step into the next version of myself. And I want to close the gap between what I know in my heart, in my soul, in my gut, what my intuition is telling me, has been telling me for months, and my external reality. And I want to allow myself, my brain really, to take a snapshot of that moment. And I want that moment to be with me. I want it to carry me through my next evolution. If that's something you're longing for, if that's something that resonated with you, you are the one. You are my person. You are my woman. This is not an offer. This is not a regular VIP weekend. This is not an in-person experience. This is an invitation. And it's like nothing that I've ever offered before. If you feel the pull to move, if you feel like I'm talking to you, here's what you're going to do. You're going to have a look at the show notes. You're going to send me an email saying Milano. And I'll take it from there. And then you're going to be packing your most amazing clothes. And you're going to come in 2 weeks. It's not long. And you're going to come back as a different person. I guarantee you that. That's been my experience every time. And what I want you to take away from this spontaneous Friday night rant or story from my bed is, please, if you were to allow yourself to move from a place of your intuition, your unique gifts, your unique genius, what you are here to bring alive, bring forward, share with the world, instead of what you think you should be doing because it makes sense and because people tell you that you're good at it. And you know it's worked before, and you have a proven pathway, and you have the certificate, and whatever. If you were to follow your intuition, if you were to lean into that moment and not let your head talk yourself out of it, you would close the gap between your old identity and the new one so much faster, with so much more fun, aliveness, lightness, And you would get rid of all the overthinking. And I share this with you because I know how hard it can be to get caught up in all the shoulds and the logical thinking of our brain. And our brain is great. The brain is like one of the most fascinating things I know. But if you were to follow your heart more often, you have no idea what waits on the other side of that. You have no idea. And I want this to be your reminder to follow your intuition. Follow your heart. Launch the thing that's going to make you feel alive. Launch the thing that's illogical. Launch the thing that doesn't make sense, but that pulls you. Because that's what this is for me. You know what to do. I can't wait to see who's going to apply for this. And I can't wait to see you in Milan.